Monologue of a Foreign Woman by Rosario Castellanos. I came from far away. I've forgotten my own country, and I no longer understand the language they use there for trade or work. I've reached the mineral muteness of a statue, sloth, scorn, and something I can't distinguish have defended me from this language, that heavy, jewel-studded velvet that people where I live use to cover their rags. This land, like that other one of my childhood, still bears on her face a slave's brand, burned in by fire, injustice, and murder. As a girl, I slept to the hoarse crooning of a black dove, a conquered race. I hid beneath the blankets because a huge animal crouched out there in the dark, hungry but patient as a stone. Compared to him, what's an ocean, a catastrophe, or the bolt of love or joy that annihilates us? I mean that I had to grow up fast before terror devoured me, go away, keep a firm hand on things, and run my life. I was still very young when I spit on places the mob held sacred. In crowds, I was like a dog that offends with its mange and copulation, its startling bark in the midst of a ritual or major ceremony. So youth, although serious, was not entirely fatal. I recovered, healed, and learned to gauge the pulse of success, prestige, honor, wealth with a clever hand. I possessed what the mediocre envy, the victors dispute, but only one carries off. It was mine, but it was like eating foam or passing my hand across the back of the wind. Supreme pride is supreme renunciation. I refused to become a dead star that takes on borrowed light to come alive. Without a name or memories, I spin in spectral nakedness in a brief domestic orbit. But I still simmer in the turbid imagination of others. My presence has brought a salty gust of adventure to even this sleepy inland city. When men look at me, they remember that fate is the great hurricane that splits branches, uproots tall trees, imposing merciless cosmic law above and beyond the meanness of humankind throughout its empire. The women pick up my scent from afar, dreaming like draft animals when they smell the brutal bolt of the storm. For the elders, I fulfill that passive role of the generator of legends. At midnight, I open wide the windows so anyone keeping watch at night, meditating on death, suffering the pangs of guilt, or even the adolescent, a burning pillow under his brow, can question darkness through my being. Enough. I've kept quiet more than I've told. High mountain sun has tanned my hand, and on my fourth finger, that points to the heart, as they say here, I wear a golden ring with a carved seal. A ring used to identify corpses.